Welcome back to the Learning Clinic on CKOU 96.7 FM. Kind of a drag. You're listening to the Learning Clinic on CKOU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin. I want to take a couple of minutes to talk about, a strategy for living your life where the best way to describe it is giving up the good now for a better future. Let me start with a riddle. We all like a little riddle now and then. It's fun to try and guess the trick answer or come up with the punchline. And the neat thing about riddles is that once you've heard the answer, it tends to stay with you forever. So the next time you hear the same riddle, the answer pops right up in your head and out comes the correct answer. You may not have got it the first time, but our brain seems to process the answer so that we are never tricked again in quite the same way. The other day I came across an interesting riddle. Let me try it out on you. There are 5 birds on a telephone wire. 2 of them decide to fly south. How many are left? Let me repeat that. There are 5 birds sitting on a telephone wire. 2 of them decide to fly south. How many are left? While you're thinking about the answer, I want to read the following brief warning, which was written by a man named Frank Outlaw. Now, this gentleman wrote something that is entitled, "It's All About Character." And when I'm finished reading this, it's only 5 lines, when I'm finished reading this, I'll tell you the answer to the riddle. So Frank Outlaw said, "Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny." Now, do you have the answer to the riddle? Let me tell you again. There are 5 birds on a telephone wire. 2 of them decide to fly south. How many are left? No, it's not 3. The answer is 5. You see, deciding to fly and actually flying are 2 different things. So even though 2 of the birds decide to fly south, it doesn't mean that they actually left. Strangely, when I read the riddle, I didn't have the urge to laugh. Instead, I reflected upon the life lesson that this riddle has to offer to all who hear it. What the riddle is saying to you is that you will never get anywhere you want to go in this life until you point yourself in the right direction, jump off the wire, and flap your wings. 2 birds may have decided to fly south, but until they jump off the wire, they will never have a chance of getting there. I've come across so many people during the course of my life who had dreams and aspirations, but they just couldn't jump off the wire. I've seen people who wanted to reduce weight to improve their health, but who could not resist the urge to have a donut or a chocolate bar, rationalizing their actions by having a Diet Pepsi as well. Anyone can want to be thin when they're not hungry. The problem is, when they're hungry, they are tempted by the momentary pleasure that comes from eating that one donut. The same can be said about a person who's trying to quit smoking. It's easy to quit right after you put out a cigarette. The real challenge is to resist the urge to light up later on in the day. Cutting back on drinking, eating junk food, fast food diets, it's always easy to set goals and say you're going to stop drinking, stop eating junk food, and stop going to fast food restaurants. But it's too easy to fall to temptation later on. In the end, it's not our goals that determine the quality of our life, it's our actions. When there's a conflict between what we want now and what we want for the future, later seems so much more attractive than now. But it's not a good life strategy. I love donuts, but I've never had one that was so good that the pleasure lasted for more than a few minutes. The key to a happy and satisfying life, therefore, is to resist urges and impulses for momentary pleasures that may sabotage long-term goals. Lots of things that feel good aren't good for us, and lots of things that are fun won't make us happy. So So as I leave you with this message, I want to leave you a quote by Dante. There is no greater sorrow than to recall in misery the time when we were happy. There is no greater sorrow than to recall in misery the time when we were happy. Giving up the good now for a better later shouldn't be seen as a sacrifice. It's an investment. This is the Learning Clinic. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin.
Baby don't love you, kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue, oh, listen to what I gotta say.
You know that you've been cheating.
Girl,